Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss hyperbole. Now what is hyperbole? Hyperbole is a figure of speech where there is excessive exaggeration. So in short, that is what hyperbole is. And what is the purpose of this kind of excessive exaggeration? It is done only for the purpose of emphasis, to create more emphasis or to create a comic effect. And hyperbole is common in especially love poetry where the male lover tries to flatter or win the heart of the beloved through exaggerated praise. And it is also used, means hyperbole is used by the male lover to convey the male lover's intense admiration for his beloved, for his lady love. Aur jab aap hyperbole ke bare mein padho, make sure that you also know about understatement, which is the opposite of hyperbole. And sometimes another term for understatement is meiosis. Okay, meiosis sometimes is used to mean understatement. And what is understatement? The opposite of hyperbole. Now, an example of hyperbole can be Ben Jonson's descriptions in his poems. For example, drink to me only with thine eyes. Now, this line comes from his poem called Song to Celia. And this is the first line of that poem. And this is a love song. I'll just read out the first few lines. The first line is, drink to me only with thine eyes. Then, and I will pledge with mine, or leave a kiss but in the cup, and I will not look for wine. And the poem goes on. So, ye jo pehle char line hai, this itself indicates a lot of exaggeration, the use of hyperbole. And it is not a very long poem, but no, the noteworthy thing about this poem is the use of hyperbole by the lover, by the male lover, for his lady love. And what this poem is about is the speaker or the male lover tells his beloved or lady love that her love is sweeter and more intoxicating and more life-giving than even the nectar of the gods. Matlab, Bhagwan ki amrit se bhi jada ye sweet hai, intoxicating and life-giving. And then if you read this poem, you'll see that there are use of, you know, wine images and images of roses, and all of these images are used to suggest that love is the most powerful and delicious thing in all of heaven and even earth. Basically, this is the message. So, this is a kind of hyperbole, exaggeration. Of course, we all know that, okay, love is wonderful, beautiful, that's okay. But these kind of comparisons, that love is more sweeter or more intoxicating than even the nectar of the gods, this is an example of hyperbole. Then another example can be Andrew Marvell's poem, To His Coy Mistress. Okay, To His Coy Mistress, very famous poem. And coy here, C-O-Y, coy means shy. If somebody is shy, they are called coy. And there are a number of ironic hyperboles in Andrew Marvell's poem. Or a famous example hai where he says that how slowly his vegetable love should grow if he had but world enough and time. So there is a kind of exaggerated description, but in a ironic sense, in this poem of Andrew Marvell. And along with that, in everyday speech, in everyday conversations, some of the terms or some of the phrases that we use, they are also hyperbolic. For example, when we say that the weather is terrible, that terrible weather. Now, what we actually mean is that the weather might not be sunny, or the weather might be very hot or very cloudy or rainy. We just mean that, but we say terrible weather. So this is a exaggerated description. Then another example can be when two friends greet each other and after a long time they say, or one of the friends might say, I haven't seen you for ages. Okay, I haven't seen you for ages. What the friend really wants to say is that I haven't seen you for a long time. But ages, he or she would say that I haven't seen you for ages. Matlab, sadiyon se dekha nahi hai. Toh ye toh exaggerated hua na. So a kind of hyperbole.